Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now our film critic Dan Hudak gets retro with the Wynwood District's Blue Starlight Drive-In.
As society becomes more technologically advanced, and little things like writing a letter on paper and looking something up in an actual encyclopedia become bygones of yesteryear, rare are the times when we can sit back and do something that used to be done in the good old days, or for our purposes here, the 1950s. Drive-in movie theaters, at which people could go to an outdoor movie screen, park, attach a speaker to their car, and enjoy Hollywood's latest, peaked in the post-war baby boom era, but tapered out with the advent of mini malls and multiplexes. Although Fort Lauderdale's Swap Shop drive-in is still going strong, it opened the day President Kennedy was assassinated, which is 50 years ago next week. Miami, in contrast, hasn't had a drive-in theater in decades. That is, until now. In Wynwood, next to the O Cinema, now resides the Blue Starlight Mini Urban Drive-In, which officially opened last month. With a focus on classic audience-friendly movies such as Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, American Graffiti, and more, the theater accommodates 20 to 24 cars per screening, and there are seats near the front for those who want to get out of their cars. Other perks include a rainproof screen, select meal packages that can be brought out to your car, and reserved parking for those who purchase tickets online in advance. We recently sat down with the founder of the Blue Starlight Mini Urban Drive-In, Josh Frank, to learn more. Josh, thank you for joining us on ArtsBeat.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how did this theater come to be?
Well, I grew up in Austin, Texas, and 3.5 years ago, I was looking for something cool to do for my girlfriend at the time. She's now my wife. And I was running this art studio on the east side of Austin. There was an alleyway there, and I set up a little impromptu drive-in for her to show her favorite movie, Grease. And we were back there, just me and her, with a drive-in speaker I'd gotten off eBay attached to the little projector on my roof. And I was sitting there, and it just got me thinking, you know, why hasn't anyone else done a drive-in in an alleyway in the city? And so I went home, and I researched, and it turns out that no one had, you know, no one. And that just led to the idea of why did drive-ins die? Why didn't they ever move closer to where people moved to, which was the city? And then I just decided, you know what, I bet people might find this interesting to do. And so as an experiment, I set one up, you know, for 6 cars in that same alleyway and started the world's first mini urban drive-in. And people kept coming, so I kept it going and moved to bigger and bigger spaces, and it's become something of an institution, the world's first boutique drive-in.
And how did you end up in Miami?
Well, when I married that same woman that I gave the anniversary drive-in to, her family's from Miami, so I decided, she said that she wanted to maybe move here, and she got transferred with her job, and as a small business, you can't really open second locations, you know, unless you live in that location. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll try and keep the Austin one going. We'll move to Miami because her family's here. And that will be my shot to try it in another place. And I couldn't think of a better place in the country to try it, especially when I learned that there hadn't been a drive-in in central Miami.
And not for at least 30 years here in Miami. And not only that, but you're right next to O Cinema in Wynwood, which is a great location. How'd you find the location?
When I first got here, I reached out to some friends that I knew to ask who owned cool properties. And the friend said, well, you got to go check out Wynwood. And there's a guy named David Lombardi who is Mr. Wynwood, you know? And I called him up and I said, hey, my name is Josh and I invented the world's first mini urban drive-in movie theater and I'd like to open one in Wynwood. And he said, let's meet up. And we met up and he said, I got a space. And it just so happened it was one door down from O Cinema. And he said, would you like this space for your little drive-in? And so I called up the people that run O Cinema and I sat down and I introduced myself and told them what I did. And I said, you know, do you think there's room for a little drive-in and, you know, in your neck of the woods? And they were very gracious and they said we should, you know, work together. And I think we're going to, over the next year, create a really cool cinema scene.
Yeah, Kareem and Vivian at O Cinema are smart enough to know that the more film and movie-going attention they can draw to the theater there, the better it is for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone wins.
They've been great. And, I mean, what they're doing is incredible. I mean, they brought the art house cinema, you know, back, you know. From what I understand, they really, you know, were the sounding board for creating this scene. And I'm really glad that I get to be friends with them and that they have been so great.
They and a lot of people down here, the resurgence in art house cinemas in the last 10 years has been really wonderful for Miami culturally. I want to ask you, when I was younger, there were drive-in movie houses where I grew up in Connecticut and over the border in Poughkeepsie, New York. And we would go and, you know, you take your girlfriend, whatever, and you watch the movie. It'd be a double feature. And the difference between that and your theater is that you have the really old school speakers on the side of the window. Whereas for my theaters, when I was doing it, I would just tune to a radio station and play it. Was it a necessity to do the old school speakers? Because we're really going back to 50s style with those old school speakers. Why that choice?
Well, we actually have both. But one of the things we found early on is part of what people loved about it was that nostalgia aspect and being able to connect with that history. And so people just get really giddy, you know, when we put the speaker in their window. So that's why we kept that. Yeah.
So you're having a lot of success early on because you just opened, showing audience-friendly classics, your Ghostbusters and Back to the Future type movies. Any plans to show newer films or independent films?
Well, we're not going to do independent films because O Cinema has got that covered and they're doing a great job. We don't do new movies, brand new ones. We like to, you know, we are the first revival house to come to Miami in a while. And we're going to be, you know, tonight starting our, launching our new series, which is the Midnight Movie Series, which we're going to be doing 2 to 4 times a month, showing more deep cut stuff and cult classics and things like that. And it's just, that's a part of our whole thing is that we're trying to bring back some of the great experiences people had at movie theaters, but it's at a drive-in. And not only is it a drive-in, but it's a drive-in movie theater like none you've ever been to because it's small. 25 cars is the most we can take in a night. So you get a real intimate experience, unlike any other place.
So that's what I was going to ask you. What's an advantage that you offer only over regular movie houses? I could think of a couple myself, but are there any others that spring to mind?
Well, I mean, the big one is just you get to feel like it's your night out and that we are there for you. You know, you get a very intimate experience. You're in public and private, we like to say. So you get to have your little world in your car with your date or your family. But you also get to be around other people experiencing one of your favorite movies.
See, to me, the advantage would be not having idiots on their cell phones or the moron talking behind you who you tell to shut up and they don't listen. Like, now at least you're in your own car.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We have very specific rules. Like if you're going to talk on your phone, you got to have your windows up, you know? And you can't, that's the beauty. You can talk on your phone. You just got to have your windows up and you can.
Where would you like the drive-in to grow from? I mean, you accommodate 20 to 24 cars. If I told you in a year, what's your dream scenario? What would it be?
Well, my dream scenario is very similar to what I did in Austin. I'd like to find a second location where I can do 50 to 70 cars, maybe by the beach, maybe with a view of the entire city. That's what we did in Austin. So we had our small little location in kind of the art section, and then we had sort of a bigger one, you know? But I'll always want to keep the small ones because that intimacy, that being able to introduce myself to every person in every car, making every person feel special, that's the 1950s mentality that we've brought into the modern age.
Are you finding that your audience tends to skew older? Is it people who are going who want to kind of reconnect with that feeling that they had maybe when they were kids and they would sit in the back seat?
It's everyone. It's them. It's them bringing their children to give them their first experience. It's teenagers who never had any idea that drive-ins existed. I mean, that's what's so great is that we're not just for one type of person or one age. Like everyone has a reason to have an experience here.
Josh, this sounds awesome. I can't wait to check it out. Thank you for joining us on ArtsBeat.
Thank you so much.
The Blue Starlight Mini Urban Drive-In is now open at 70 Northwest 29th Street in Wynwood. For more information, go to miamiurbandrivein.com. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.